Now, we all have devices that use AA and AAA batteries. I've got some AAs here.
But those aren't regular AAs.
No, there is something really unique about these ones, Jeff.
They have monster eyelashes?
They do. Adorable. They're fun for the kids, right?
Right.
They've got to be fun for the kids. We like nickel metal hydride batteries because, one, they carry a good solid amount of juice, but two, they are able to be recharged over and over and over again. And, you know, with the caveat that we do want you to, when it comes time to get rid of them, don't throw them in the trash because that would be bad for the environment. How these can be good for the environment is you use them, charge them, use them over and over again, and then e-waste them.
Correct.
Recycle them. Your city may have like an e-waste program that will help with that. Because nickel metal hydrides can be bad for the environment if they end up in the landfill. They do have some chemicals in them that are not good for the earth. So that said, these particular batteries can be charged up to 500 times. So you consider, you know, for about maybe a dollar more than what you're paying for your standard AA batteries. You know, it's really not a lot of money to spend. You're getting rechargeable batteries. So, hey, that's cool. We've all got rechargeable batteries. We've all got our nickel metal hydride charger. So what makes these ones special, Jeff?
Well, I'm noticing on the package that it shows a micro USB.
It does have a micro USB picture on the package. You are right. Oh, and I'm just noticing that the package is green, so it's translucent on our chroma key set.
Oh, look at that! Special batteries.
I'll try to.
But these are USB charging batteries.
You're right. Let's get a look. Okay, folks. Let's see if I can get in there. Oh, they always do this to me. What do we see? USB cable. So with these ones, what's neat, now these are standard nickel metal hydride AA batteries. These ones are 1,000 milliamp hours, and the AAAs are 450 milliamp hours. These batteries, as you can see there, there is in fact a USB micro port. Now, they can be charged in a standard charger. So if you have a nickel metal hydride charger already, great. You can plug these into that and it will charge them just as a normal rechargeable battery. But sometimes, you know, if you're traveling or whatever, you probably don't always think to bring your charger, or it might be a little bit clunky, or maybe it's just not convenient, or it just makes sense to have something a little more convenient. So these batteries, once they're used up and they come fully charged, they come with a USB micro cable, and this cable, as you can see, has two micro ends on it. Uh-huh. And you can, in fact, if you'd like, you can buy a separate cable from the same company.
So you charge all four.
And this one has four on it, which is kind of cool too, because like I can use this for my phone as well. It's USB micro. It's universal, right?
Right.
So all I have to do to charge these with no battery charger handy is I actually can just plug the batteries directly into the cable and then plug this into any USB device, like a computer or a wall wart, my phone charger, whatever it is, and then that will charge the batteries for me.
See, that is amazing. Now, I mean, these are double A's.
Yeah.
But you can also get it in triple A's.
That's right.
What about C's and D's?
This particular brand model are only available in A and
double
A.
Okay.
Pardon me, double A and triple A.
Okay.
I haven't yet seen the technology in the larger batteries. I would guess, Jeff, that that's because as soon as you get into D, you're looking at, like, how many milliamp hours would you have to have?
I have no clue.
A lot, right? You consider that a AA has about twice as many milliamps as a AAA.
All I know is
and
that
they're not twice as big.
All I know is that my kid's Christmas set train that goes around the tree requires eight Ds.
Well,
it's
their advantage.
Expensive to buy new ones because that sucker runs out of juice after about 8 hours.
So the no, really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you can get standard D nickel metal hydride batteries. Sure.
Yeah.
But these are different because they have the charging mechanism built into them, Jeff.
Right.
You have to imagine a D. I'm not even sure if it would be possible.
Okay.
Just fair enough. Because you lose, you know, there's the charging mechanism taking up about you know, a couple centimeters or half an inch. And then this is the actual battery cell itself.
Right.
From here to here. So with a D cell, you're looking at a lot more milliamp hours, I think, you'd as a manufacturer. I'm just guessing.
Right.
I'm not a battery manufacturer.
So I might have missed it, but roughly how many times can you charge these?
500.
500 tons.
500 per battery.
Yeah. And that's, so at the 500 mark, is there any indicator that it's just not...
Well, with any rechargeable battery, nickel metal hydrides are an, you know, perfect example. But nickel metal hydrides are basically, when I say that, they're better rechargeable batteries. So we used to use nickel cadmium,
yes,
which would not hold a very good charge. They didn't have a lot of milliamp hours. Mm-hmm. And when they depleted, they would just die. Nickel metal hydride operate more like an alkaline battery in that when they deplete, so when they start to run out of juice, they have a little bit of a like a curve to their right. depletion. So they start to lose power. So in a flashlight, as a perfect example, your flashlight would go dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. So you start to see, oh, my flashlight is running low. I need to plug those in.
Right.
Whereas with a nickel cadmium, your light just will stop turning on.
See, what I love about these is because they are just like your AA, you can use them in anything. I mean,
oh, yeah.
We've got our Wii remotes.
Wii remotes are a perfect example. My kids
eat
batteries in those things.
Oh, it's crazy.
And they're always asking me for more. Now I can just say, you know, plug in your batteries.
And the other thing I found with we also have the balance board for the Wii, but we don't use it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And what I hate is when the batteries explode.
They explode.
Happens all the time where you get that acid leak.
Right.
Because, you know, you might go a couple of months where you're not using it, and sometimes the kids don't think to pull the batteries. So
right.
Are these going to have the acid leak?
Any battery, if left in a device that is...
So these could still have that.
Oh, any battery will, Jeff. Yeah.
All right.
Anytime you're going to store something, you're going to see this in the manual of any electronic device. Anytime you're going to store something and not use it for an extended amount of time, like a month or more, you need to get those batteries out of there.
Yeah.
If you don't want to take them out and store them separately, you can just slip a piece of cardboard in between the contacts. Just to stop them from being able, because otherwise you've got a constant flow of electricity. Mm-hmm. Electricity is always moving.
Yes.
So as soon as you've got a circuit, which is in the Wii pedestal thing, it's going to continually draw a little bit of juice, but not enough to power the thing. So right. then they're going to explode eventually. So that would be the case with any battery. So
my daughter,
we learned a lot here tonight.
I know, but just because they've got the monster mouth.
Yeah.
I thought they were eyelashes, but no, it's a monster mouth.
It's a monster mouth.
My daughter would love these. I might just have to buy some, throw them in her stocking. And by the way, if you want them, cat5.tv/smarttools.
And I'm going to tell you, it's a little bit of a weird way that they spell their company name. Smarttools. Smarttools.
So three O's.
Or think smart and then three O's. LS. There you go. Go to cat5.tv/smarttools. You'll be able to pick those up.